Chapter 60. May 19th of year 19. Eve is lying on her comfortable couch, which Marchenko designed according to the pattern of Messenger's pilot seats. The majestic draft has been on course out of the Proxima Centauri system for several hours. The ship is accelerating with approximately 1.3 G. Eve doesn't really mind, because she's used to it from Proxima B. The majestic draft seems strange to her. Not at all like a spaceship, even though she is zooming through the infinite reaches of space in it. It will reach speeds that would be unthinkable for human spaceships. The dark matter drive allows for this. Marchenko estimates that researchers on Earth will need at least 20 years to understand completely how it functions. She misses windows, portholes, a view. Of course, there can't be a view, because they're somewhere inside the ship, in one of the countless sectors. She can only watch on her screen how the majestic draft moves away from the ecliptic plane in which Proxima B orbits its sun. It will be a long journey, as Marchenko has announced several times. They will hardly see him, because he will try to repair the omniscience. He himself would not use that term, as he sees himself more of a psychotherapist for the alien AI. No matter what one calls it, if Gronel's species wants to travel with the majestic draft in the future, the ship will need a functional omniscience. After all, Marchenko can't stay on board forever, can he? How will she make it through the coming months? Eve should be used to long voyages. After all, she grew up during one. Yet she still worries. At some point, they will have explored the whole ship in spite of its size. And it is boring to spend all day learning the alien's language. Eve shakes her head. She could finally start drafting the novel that has been going through her mind for a long time.